The Red Sox continuing their series against the Yankees in the Bronx. Players wearing gold wristbands and Mookie Betts wearing gold cleats, raising awareness for pediatric cancer. Doug Fister on the hill for Boston. Pick it up in the first. No score. Aaron Judge at the dish.
The first no score. The pitch. Swung on and line. There's a base hit in the alley in left center field. Going all the way to the wall. Gardner scores. Judge rounds second and holds on. Aaron Judge hit a bullet in the gap in left center all the way to the visitor's bullpen wall, and the Yankees promptly take a 1-0 lead.
In his case, it worked, so you keep doing what works. Pitch is swung on and drilled to left field, and that ball is going to be gone and over the seats. Right over the auxiliary scoreboard. It had just enough to get over. It's a two-run home run for Eduardo Nunez, and Boston takes a 2-1 lead. Gray deals, swung on. There goes deep right. It is high. Mid is far. It is gone. A long home run. It went over the grandstand and into the bleachers. A tremendous home run for Benintendi, and Boston takes a 3-1 lead. Now, here's the 0-1 to Hanley. Swung on, driven to right center field and deep. Ellsbury going back, looking up, and she is gone. And to the Yankees bullpen. A long home run the opposite way for Hanley Ramirez. Another Boston home run, and the Red Sox take a 4-1 lead. I really kind of thought so tonight, I'll tell you why. 2-2. Struck him out swinging breaking ball. The 1-0. Ellsbury grounds one to first off the glove of Moreland. Pedroia Fields throws to first, so the play will go 3-4-3 to end the inning. Nice play by Pedroia.
Craig Kimbrell, his 32nd save as the Red Sox win for the fourth time in five games, taking out the Yanks 4-1. Doug Fister, the win, allowing one run in seven frames. It's the third straight start. Fister has allowed two or fewer runs while lasting at least seven frames. The Yankees fall to the Red Sox. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
You know, I think it's the late movement he has, the movement going both ways, changing speeds. I mean, Doug Fister really pitches. I mean, that's what he does. He doesn't rely on power, and he just kept it off the barrel.
Did you feel like he got better and better as the
game
went on?
Yeah, I did. You know, the first inning, we looked like we had a chance to get to him, and then he kind of settled in. And I don't think we had a hit for about 12, after 12 or 13 hitters, after Jacoby got that hit, we went a long time before we got another hit. I mean, it's one of those, you kind of scratch your head when you look at the line score. You know, seven innings, nine strikeouts, one walk, five hits. Problem was, three of the hits were home runs, and that's what killed him. He just made some mistakes. And, you know, as we've said, they're a good hitting team, and when you make mistakes, they're going to make you pay. No, I mean, it looked like the ball was somewhat down to Nunez that he hit. It looked like he got the one too much in the middle of the plate to Benintendi, and I can't tell you exactly where it was on Hanley Ramirez. He had a good inning.
Yeah.
That's encouraging, so we'll continue to build on that. I think he's really important to us. I think we really need him. So I was pleased with his inning. He looked like he got back into account with the changeup. He got a strikeout with a slider. So I thought he looked pretty good.
Sonny Gray takes the loss, allowing four runs over seven frames. He talked after the game.
Yeah, it was just I got beat on three pitches tonight, and a couple of them were – I looked at them again. We're decent pitches. They just beat me, and it is frustrating because on a night like tonight, where I feel like I had some good things going for me, I got beat on three swings, and that's pretty frustrating.
The series against the Red Sox continues on Saturday. Masahiro Tanaka on the hill.